This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Doug Emhoff, Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, is campaigning today in New Mexico on behalf of a Democratic congressional candidate. It's his first such trip on behalf of a candidate. Emhoff will appear with Melanie Stansberry, the Democrat running in Tuesday's special election for New Mexico's first congressional district. The safe Democratic district came open after Representative Deb Haaland became President Joe Biden's Interior Department Secretary. Biden has endorsed Stansberry. Emhoff has frequently traveled to sell the president's COVID-19 relief plan and his infrastructure proposal to the American public. U.S. nuclear regulators are considering a licensing change that would clear the way for 1 million cubic yards of waste to be transferred from a mining area in western New Mexico to a mill site a short distance away as part of a cleanup effort. But indigenous activists and nuclear watchdogs say the proposal doesn't go far enough in protecting the area and the surrounding Navajo communities. The mine waste that would be moved to the mill site is made up of soil, vegetation, rock, and other debris of varying levels of radioactivity. Officials say that the higher-level waste would be disposed of elsewhere. A review found that there would be only small environmental effects to water, soil, and air quality. However, the commission noted high impacts when it comes to environmental justice, given that residents of the Navajo Nation have been grappling with the legacy of uranium mining and contamination for decades. A defense lawyer for a New Mexico man accused of threatening to kill President Joe Biden says text messages the man sent were taken out of context and were simply political expression. According to court records, 39-year-old John Benjamin Thornton of Las Cruces was arrested Monday. A criminal complaint alleged he violated federal law by threatening in communications and interstate commerce to injure another person. Assistant Public Defender Bernadette Cedillo said today that Thornton denies the allegations. Cedillo also said the messages cited in the complaint were taken out of context and represented political expression, not a true threat. This is KUNM.